podcast from Bottom Line.
Greetings and welcome to the Payments Podcast, where our topic today is treasury management and the role of the treasurer as a leader in today's complex financial environment. And while our previous episodes on treasury focused on technology, today our approach will be different. Our guest today is a veteran finance leader that has identified a different skills gap than the one we're used to. This one is the soft skills gap. How do we listen? How good are our relationships with colleagues? How do we improve our communication skills? And how can improvement in these areas lead to better productivity? Here to answer those questions and talk about the importance of soft skills in treasury is the chief evangelist of the Finance Collective, Ernie Humphrey. Besides being a webinar maestro, treasury expert, AP and AR expert, marketing influencer, and edutainer, we'll get into that term a little bit more, Ernie has more than 20 years of experience leading thought leadership in the treasury field at companies ranging from his post as director of treasury services at the Association of Financial Professionals to senior level jobs at the CFO Alliance and Stampley. His current passion project, as I mentioned, is the Finance Collective. It's a community for all finance professionals focused on empowering them to develop and help finance peers develop skills that will matter regardless of where fintech takes the finance profession. The Finance Collective is all about human skills, and that's what we're here to talk about with Ernie. Ernie, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Love the opportunity to talk about my passion project.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. So Ernie, let me repeat that last sentence. The Finance Collective is all about human skills. It's a unique approach to the Office of the Treasurer, not one that we've certainly run into. But I'd like you to tell us a bit more about the Finance Collective and tell us why you focus in on soft skills. Why are they so important to a finance leader?
Of course, happy to do so. Well, the pillars of the Finance Collective, I would say the two driving forces behind the community. One of those is soft skills. I'll get into that in a moment. The other one was I wanted to create a community where everyone feels like they belong there, they're valued, and they have a place to shine. So we see a lot of communities out there for CFOs and treasurers, but everyone matters and everyone needs a place to shine. Going on that a little bit, on the place to shine, the foundation of career success is really the professional brand. So how folks communicate what they're all about, what they do, and how they do it. And in order to have a impactful professional brand, people have to really master the soft skills. So the soft skills, I like the word human skills. These are skills that matter no matter what. And so that was really important to me as I see all this AI, technology, ChatGPT, even myself, I was getting afraid. I'm seeing all these terms out there. And so what I'm starting to see is that the focus on soft and human skills doesn't get investment enough in professional development. Now with all this AI coming and going out there, that's getting further down the funnel, and we need advocates in a community where people understand that technology is great, but technology empowers us to communicate, collaborate, and deliver impact. And we need to take all these programs away from, and well, not totally away, and collaborate with HR. Leaders need to take personal responsibility for developing these skills.
I love that. So I want to talk about your approach to the what I call the spirit and intent of being a finance leader. So I'm looking at your LinkedIn profile. I've never seen anybody put fun and treasury in the same sentence. How did you develop that?
Sure. To me, it's natural. To me, I am an outgoing person. I'm an extrovert. However, I will confess that when I got into corporate life, I worked in a corporate environment. I worked in a cubicle. I actually found myself really tampering down my personality. And I would say there was a divergence between my professional brand and my personal brand. So I wanted to see if I could explore ways to create alignment for that and empower others to do the same. And so I think that we were taught in my generation that everything has to be serious. You're not allowed to have fun when you're doing treasury. It's too serious. Everyone has a business switch. And so we don't need that. So I'd love to empower professionals to close the gap between their personal brand and their professional brand. For me, someone is going to deliver the most impact when they are being authentic with their personalities. As well, when I first started out, I was speaking at the AFP regionals and at the AFP nationals. And then I started to develop my brand. I would wear colorful suits and I would be outgoing. And I found that people really responded well to that. In all honesty, it was kind of a low bar. So being different, being colorful, being entertaining was something that really responded to. People really respond personality and energy. So that's how I got them to pay attention. And then I've actually been asked by one of my key partners. They asked me, they were concerned. They were like, do you think that you are an entertainer? What? Because when we see it at our conferences, I'm a little afraid you're being too much of an entertainer and not a subject matter expert. So I actually met someone who gave me my favorite word. One of my favorite words was, it's called edutainer. So how do we merge being educational and also delivering fun and passion as well? So I like to consider myself one of the leading edutainers, and being entertaining gets someone to engage with you. And once they engage with you, you have the opportunity to impart your wisdom on them. So that approach works very well.
So let's take the edutainer thing to another level. Let's have a little Wolf of Wall Street moment here. A sell me to spend moment. Sell me on the soft skills of treasury. Why is it so important? And why do you think C-level executives don't do more to encourage developing them?
The cornerstone of what treasury should be doing, in my mind, is effective cash management. At the end of the day, if you want to make data-driven decisions on what happened and why it happened, right? You got to understand accounts payable. And that means understanding supplier relationships. We need to be taking more control of how and when we make payments. And then we also need to understand our customers as well, have good relationships with them to optimize our webinar. So to optimize your control of cash, you need to have relationships with suppliers, relationships with customers, and internally, right? And what we do to drive cost efficiencies is not often looked at. And then to be able to understand the whole picture of what's going on at your company, you need to be able to communicate and listen. So in terms of what people really should be looking to do is understand the professional needs of their team and figure out how to meet them. So at the end of the day, treasurers want their teams to impact the bottom line, impact performance across the office of the CFO. And in order to do that, we need to understand how we can work well with others and look at things in a big picture perspective in the realm of 1+1=3. Technology gives us the time to focus more on strategic activities. Relationships empower us to make use of that time and deliver impact.
Wow, that was really well said. You sold me. Ernie, any anecdotal evidence or an example of where these soft skills had an impact within a company or for a person? I mean, how do soft skills manifest itself at work?
Sure, and I have an example for a little bit earlier in my career. When I was earlier in my career, I actually started working at a company. I was actually working in marketing to get my foot in the door. I really wanted to work in treasury and finance. And so I was trying to find ways to interact with the senior leaders of the company, especially the CFO and the treasurer. And what I did is I took on the opportunity to organize the golf outing, which had been, people dread doing the golf outing. Well, I saw it as a great opportunity. So a couple of years I did the golf outing. We had a full crowd. Everybody was out there wearing our hats and all that good stuff. So that was really impressive. So after that, and just, you know, kind of engaging more with the CFO, he engaged with me. He responded to my personality. He brought me into his office and he said, do you really want to work in finance? Let's make that happen. So that would have never happened if I would not have you know, tried to show what I could do. And just, I showed him that I could bring people together across departments who might not elect each other and get these people to align and do something I wanted to do, which was wear our marketing material. So I think showing them that I could create consensus and really get people excited about something was something that he really, really responded to. And also what I was able to do is I was able to engage with my bank partners and they responded to my personality. I got to know them. I let them get to know me. So they knew I would like to speak. So one of my bank partners from back in the day, Wachovia, invited me to speak at a conference. Went and spoke at a conference that turned into a lot of other opportunities with AFP. That ended up with me being the director of treasury services for the AFP, which is the largest association for our profession. So to me, you know, that really has been a driver of my career success. And it's also a continuing driver because that's my brand. That's why people engage with me. And that's why my partners trust me.
Interesting. So you build a personal connection with someone, it's going to translate, it's going to create something good. So let's say I like what you're saying. Let's say I'm a CFO, CEO, some kind of C-level executive, and I feel like my team needs better soft skills to accomplish the things that you're talking about. How would you counsel that C-level executive to get started?
But first of all, what I would say is we have to be in the right culture. So it's really a mentality on why the skills matter and impressing upon them that they need to invest in the professional development of their teams. And so that's one. And that personal accountability means not just relying on HR to check a box. And then there has to be a framework that they use for the soft skills. So just like any other technical skills, a simple framework is, these are the skills that are important. These are the skills that this individual has. And these are the ways that we are going to address these skills gaps. And so that's part of it, the framework. And then the importance of the soft skills, just reminding them that those are things that really matter. Sometimes it's a conversation. What are the things that have had the biggest impact on you? What would you like to see more? For example, a CFO. Wouldn't you like to hear the story behind the numbers? Wouldn't you like to communicate the story behind the numbers? Wouldn't you like your team to tell you the why? Communicate with impact, right? Not waste your time. And all those things are born from having effective soft skills.
Wow, that's excellent. So this is the last question, and I love trying to stump our experts with this one. I know I'm not going to stump you, but let's give it a run. So if you were at an event for corporate treasurers and you got a keynote spot, give me two or three things you'd want the audience to take away about Ernie Humphrey.
Well, first of all, I would rather not be in a room with 500 corporate treasurers. I would rather be in a room with 500 treasury analysts, treasury specialists, and treasury managers. And what I would communicate to them would be that they need to take controls of their career. They can do that through developing their professional brand. They should be in the mindset of communicate, collaborate, and impact. They should realize that they need to learn how to toot their own horns, realize that every relationship matters, and realize the value in being authentic in their careers. If I was stuck in a room with 500 corporate treasurers, I would tell them, here's your mindset. Each and every person that works under you in any way, direct reports, how many layers that is, they matter. Be invested in their professional development. If you want to get the most out of them, empower them to develop their soft skills and human skills, and treat your managers to be human beings 24/7.
What a great episode. I really thank you, Ernie. This has been fantastic. So that's a wrap. That's a close for this episode of the Payments Podcast. My guest has been the founder, leader, CEO, chief evangelist of the Finance Collective, Ernie Humphrey. Ernie, thank you again.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm sorry for the raucous thunder here, but I know it's because this podcast is going to make such an impact.
There you go. I love it. That's soft skills in action right there. So thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, and SoundCloud podcast platforms, and we'll see you next time.
The Payments Podcast from Bottom Line.